Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA News, I'm Lance Pry. A manhunt continues for the chief of police's estranged son for shooting two police officers. John Drake Jr. is accused of shooting the officers Saturday afternoon while they were investigating a stolen vehicle outside a Dollar General. Police in Laverne, Tennessee say both officers are in stable condition after being shot. Laverne is about 20 miles southeast of Nashville. Authorities say the suspect is the estranged son of Nashville Police Department Chief John Drake. In a statement, Drake said he's deeply saddened that his son was involved and that his prayers are with the two officers. Israel's military is again telling Palestinian civilians to leave northern Gaza to avoid being in a war zone. During a briefing yesterday, the spokesperson for the IDF said, "You are risking your lives if you do not leave." Israel's military has said on many occasions it plans to wipe out Hamas for their murderous rampage into Israel. U.S. Middle East envoy David Satterfield says civilians in Gaza will be getting humanitarian aid on a regular interval starting today. Satterfield stressed President Biden's warning to Hamas not to interfere with the transports of food, water, and medicine to Palestinian civilians. The first convoy of aid arrived in Gaza on Saturday, and the second convoy reached the Egyptian side of the Rafah border crossing yesterday. The American League Championship Series is heading to Game 7. The Texas Rangers beat the Houston Astros 9-2 in Game 6 of the ALCS. The series will be decided in Houston tonight. In the National League, the Phillies will try to advance to the World Series tonight as well when they go up against the Arizona Diamondbacks in Game 6. The Phillies are the home team and lead the series 3-2. Although today is officially Slap Your Annoying Coworker Day, we do recommend you don't do that. Lance Pry, USA News.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to C1, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Some of the United Auto Workers are getting tired as tensions begin to rise during the ongoing auto strike.
The first week, everybody was gung-ho.
The UAW strike is in its sixth week now, and fatigue is setting in for some workers on the picket lines, like Darvin Fletcher, who's been working for Ford for the last 28 years.
I go with the B.B. King song. The thrill is gone. Nobody wants to do this. We're all going financially bankrupt.
Picketing workers are only receiving $500 per week before taxes right now, and automakers complain they've reached their negotiation limits. Tens of thousands of striking auto workers remain off the job. 6,000 others have also been laid off. All this with economic losses due to the auto strike already well into the billions of dollars. I'm Skip Kelly.
Friday, an American mother and daughter held hostage by Hamas was released. Now that Judith Renan and her daughter Natalie are free, the hope is that more will be released by Hamas. They're still out there.
Officials at the Pentagon have said they've received over 270 new reports of UFOs over an eight-month span. The Defense Department releasing a new report to Congress this week that said 274 new UFO sightings have been reported to the All Domain Anomaly Resolution Office. That's the office that leads the government's attempts to document and analyze UFO sightings. The Pentagon said the majority of the reports came from military service members and commercial airline pilots. I'm Corey Myers.
Lance Pry, USA News.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-932-1597. 800-932-1597. That's 800-932-1597. Paid for by the Tax Helpline.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Six minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez with you. Great to have you with us starting a new week as all eyes still continue on the Middle East. And there are reports now that Israel is starting to move into the Gaza ever so gently and steadily here. It's not a full attack into the Gaza. Seems to be a bit strategic as it sits right now. With us right now to talk about, this and, what's happening in your world is Dr. Paul Kengor. Hey, Paul, how you doing, buddy?
Hey, good, Bill. How about you?
Well, same as you, keeping your eyes out on, what's going on between Israel and, the hot spot there. The United States, other governments trying to do everything they can to, squash this thing down, that it not turn into something, bigger, than what it seems to be turning into. I mean, this could be a regional war and, maybe even some bad luck here. You could have Iran and the United States just going on head to head.
No, that's exactly right. And I mean, that's what we have to fear the most, right? That this doesn't get bigger, larger, escalate, outside the region or even, within the Middle East region outside of, what historically has been called Palestine, Israel and the Gaza Strip. And I mean, the Gaza Strip is like pretty much a strip of land. I think it's about 20 miles by about 7. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's really, really tiny. I'm sitting here in my house. It's a cold day today, and I'm looking at a sweater that I was wearing this morning that says Nantucket on it, which is where my wife and I honeymooned. I don't think Nantucket's much about the size of Nantucket, right? Wow. Yeah. 20 miles by 7. I mean, this is a small strip of land. There's a couple million people there. It is the most, population density, high population density in the world, and 2 million people there, and the Palestinians that are there continue to have children, reproduce, so the area gets larger and larger. By the way, the Israelis don't have children, so if you actually look at the demographics, if I was advising Hamas and some of these other groups, which I certainly wouldn't because they're terrorists, but I would tell them, make love, not war, dude. I mean, the Israelis aren't having, the Israelis, they've become completely secular. I mean, well, not completely. There are still, there are religious Jews there, and including in some parties, but so many of them have become secular. They're actually very liberal. They support abortion and gay rights. They're not reproducing. And you should see, Bill, I track this because I teach this stuff in class. Even within the parts of that area that are Israel, so I'm going, you know, outside the West Bank and Gaza Strip, even with what is defined as Israel, the number of Palestinians living in Israel continues to increase relative to the number of Jews, which continues to decrease because they're not having kids.
Right.
So, but in the meantime, you know, Hamas is not, terrorists aren't patient. So they are instead deciding, we're committed in our charter to the destruction of Israel. And damn it, that's what we're going to do. So they launched the attacks that they did on October 7th. And now Israel is trying to respond, decide the best way to respond. Hopefully they will respond in a way and, that doesn't, bring us in, that doesn't, in a way that, I'm not blaming this at all in Israel. Israel has to respond.
Yeah.
Hopefully Iran doesn't get involved because Gaza, Hamas and Gaza, this is a very complicated, politics of all this are very complicated. In fact, I would advise people, they could read a piece I did for the American Spectator called Gaza Gets Who It Voted For. But the Palestinian state is made up of the Gaza Strip and West Bank. The West Bank is run by Fatah, which is Yasser Arafat's old party. The Gaza Strip is run by Hamas. And West Bank, Fatah, and Gaza Strip, Hamas actually don't get along.
That's because Hamas kicked them out of the Gaza. Fatah originally was ahead of the Gaza, so they lost power there and kind of licked their wounds and tucked their tail and settled in the West Bank. You've got a little bit of the Hatfields and the McCoys dynamic going on there.
Right. And so in the meantime, West Bank and Fatah and the leader there, the successor to Arafat, Mahmoud Abbas, they actually recognize Israel's right to exist. That was done through the Oslo and Y Accords in the 1990s that none other than Yasser Arafat negotiated with Yitzhak Rabin and Bibi Netanyahu. And then in the Gaza Strip, that's an altogether different beast. Mm-hmm. And they don't recognize Israel's right to exist at all. Mm-hmm. So who backs Gaza or Hamas in Gaza? Well, it's not the West Bank. It's not the Fatah. But here we go. It's the Iranians.
Exactly.
Hezbollah.
Yeah, and the United States is reticent to do that. Maybe they're afraid to infuriate. But this is the problem with everything that involves Joe Biden. You know, Gates, National Security Advisor Gates had said years ago, decades of experience, Biden has never gotten one thing right. And he's still batting 1,000%. And the thing that concerns me, Paul, is that Biden's, meddling in this situation. Like, this guy has answers. Are you kidding me? I mean, he makes me nervous. He makes coffee nervous because he doesn't seem to understand what's going on and gets himself in a reactive mode as opposed to being proactive. And he's meddling in something that he doesn't understand. And the West is really, we're retarded when it comes to the Middle East. We don't understand all the nuances and the dynamics that are involved, this ancient hatred that's been going on. You know, they keep wanting to, negotiate with people that say, well, we want the other guy fully dead. Well, that's not negotiating, because what are you talking about? We're just going to negotiate somebody's funeral here? I mean, that's not going to happen. And with Yasser Arafat, it was surprising that he even, with the Oslo Accords, that he had flexed a little bit, because the tradition in the PLO was that you didn't give one inch of ground whatsoever to Israel. If you did, you and your family were worthy of murder. They were going to kill you. And so,
right.
You know, for them to come up with this alternative, I don't know, maybe they figure, well, somewhere down the road. But meanwhile, they have unleashed over the years, you know, through the millennia, generations of people and young kids particularly that have been indoctrinated to believe that the Jewish were, you know, nothing short of vermin and they deserved extermination, right?
Right. Well, that's right. And the original charter of the PLO called for the destruction of Israel. But Arafat realized that if he was going to get a state at all, he needed to make peace. So he did, but Hamas is not.
Well, and you see, the thing is, they've had chances to have state. You know, Jordan offered them land. They don't want that. They want Israel's land. And before they had it, it was theirs to take. They didn't want it because it was some desert. They had no vision, no idea of how to do anything with it. Israel comes in and makes it vibrant and unbelievable. Anyway, we got to go to break.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
How would you like to save money on nearly all your prescription drugs? We've set up a special toll-free number for the RX Outreach Program. They're a nonprofit company whose mission it is to make prescription drugs more affordable to the masses. They don't take insurance, and in many cases, your prescriptions are even cheaper than your co-pays. They carry thousands of different prescription drugs, so whatever you're taking, there's a good chance they have it. No coupons are required, and this is not a discount card. It is pure savings on your prescription drugs. They specialize in generic meds for any chronic health needs you have. Call with your prescription and find out for free how little you can pay for your prescription drugs. Remember, we don't take insurance, so call right now.
800-705-6581. 800-705-6581. 800-705-6581. That's 800-705-6581.
It was your best vacation ever. You on a beach having a great time. Then some stranger walked up and said, "Hey, how'd you like to come here for the rest of your life?" And then he went on and on about how much money you could save. You listened, saw his presentation, ended up signing a contract. And now, 5 years later, you have a timeshare you never use. But you're still paying for it. That's the contract. But what if we could show you a legal way to end the contract and get out of your timeshare nightmare? It's called Timeshare Exit Defense. Our lawyers will work with the gigantic timeshare company lawyers and get you out of your agreement. No more maintenance fees, no more payments. Call now. Get your free ebook to learn how to exit your timeshare.
800-296-1332. 800-296-1332. 800-296-1332. That's 800-296-1332.
With you 19 minutes after the top of the hour, Dr. Paul Kengor continues with us, the professor of political science, chief academic fellow at the Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College. Paul, you write that the Middle East element of surprise, is there one yet to come?
Right, yeah. Well, I hope not, although, you know, I hope the only surprise we get is like a, you know, sudden surprise of peace. Mm-hmm. But that's not likely. And, you know, I've been saying for years, Bill, in fact, I remember being as a master's degree student at the American University in Washington, D.C., School of International Service, early 1990s. And at that point, I wasn't a Christian. I was an agnostic. Mm-hmm. And I remember saying out loud in front of the class, I said, you know, I'm not a religious person, but only the second coming of Jesus Christ himself is going to straighten this place out. And everybody right. in the class, mostly liberals, mostly agnostic, we all laughed, right?
Mm-hmm. Right.
Because in a way we knew that there's just no way that, that human beings are going to do this. And in fact, add another religious element to it. I was out this morning in the car. I took my son to school, grabbed a cup of coffee, turned on one of the religious stations I listened to, and I heard a mass today by a priest mm-hmm. on the radio, and he's an older priest, and he was saying, well, you know, why can't these two sides just learn to share? Why can't they just learn to share the land? And I'm thinking, oh, buddy, you know, cause you don't know what you're talking about.
Right.
There was a plan to share the land. It was a UN mm-hmm. partition plan, UN General Assembly Resolution 181, November 29th, 1947. Netanyahu is a very complicated character, but he kind of seems to probably support what's called a two-state solution. Although then again, he was at the UN a few weeks ago and he put up a map which showed just Israel, didn't show a West Bank and Gaza Strip. And that was really stupid. And that probably inspired the Hamas people. But they were sharing the land. Okay. Mm-hmm. So Israel had its land. Hamas had Gaza. You know, Fatah had the West Bank, and on the 50th anniversary of the Yom Kippur War a couple weeks ago, October 6th, October 7th, 2023, what happened while they were sharing the land? Hamas guys in paragliders started paragliding over the fence into Israel, right? They started mm-hmm. launching bazookas and rockets and everything else and started killing Jews, murdering them, slaughtering them, killing babies, taking hostages. That's what was going on while they were all sharing the land.
Okay, exactly.
So this isn't mm-hmm. like, you need an adult to come in, you know, some religious left liberal and say, why can't you people just learn to share, right? They were sharing. That's not the problem, right? The problem right. here is evil. It's yes. Hamas. It's these guys who are committed to the destruction of Israel, and people ask, what do they hope to accomplish here? I mean, they're not going to take over Israel. What do they hope to accomplish? What they call for? Kill Jews.
That's right. The river to the sea.
Yeah, that's what they want to accomplish.
Right.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And Iran is funding all this. And then when you look
that's
at
right.
the dynamic of how this all comes along, how the United States has participated in accessing billions of dollars or providing billions of dollars to Iran, which everybody knows, I think even fifth graders now know that Iran is, the provider and the supporter of terrorism. About 90% of terrorism happening in the world today is sponsored by Iran. And then you've got our current administration and even the president of the United States is hesitant to even, you know, put the crosshairs on Iran, you know, for supporting Hezbollah and supporting, what happened with Hamas. Because the day after the attacks, it was Iran. They were cheering it on. They were very proud of what they had done, because this is consistent with their manifesto, and I say there, I'm talking about Iran. Iran wants Israel to be no more. So it's all part of that that juggernaut that's going on that people keep denying. And then here we are. The other laughable thing, too, Paul, is Qatar, how Qatar gets involved in this. And Qatar is a double agent. Here they are, I think within a mile of a major military base in Qatar that the United States operates out of. You've got the head of Hamas there in a four or five star hotel living there in the shadow of it. And this is the thing that even some of the Hamas soldiers are realizing. They're going, here we are. We're putting our lives on the line. We're dodging bullets. And these guys are sitting around, in five-star hotels, whether it's there or in Turkey. They're not here on the front lines. And so
that's for these leaders. Yeah, so they always do. Remember, Osama bin Laden didn't get on an airplane, right? I mean, Osama bin Laden stayed home. Always sent hijackers
He wasn't wearing a suicide vest,
No, and remember how he went down. He was literally hiding behind the skirt of his harem when they found him in the Pakistani camps, right? You're ducking behind girls, right?
Yes.
Remember Saddam Hussein? We found him under what was called a spider hole that he had dug, under a barn in his hometown of Tikrit after he sent his two sadistic, masochistic sons to die in a blaze of glory, right? Uday and Qusay. These guys are cowards, and in fact the Iranians, I don't know if the Iranians are cowards. They might be willing to go down, on behalf of whatever Shiite ideology that they're pushing. You're right. They chanted death to Israel and death to America. The moment that happened, that Hamas launched its attacks that Saturday morning, October 7th. And maybe this is going in another direction. We shouldn't go here, but President Jimmy Carter, who continues to remain in hospice care. I think he just turned 98 or 99 years old.
99,
God bless him. I hope that the man's final days are peaceful and everything. Mm-hmm. But this all started when under Jimmy Carter, we lost Iran. Mm-hmm. And Carter let the Shah fall. And people who think that that's too much to blame the United States for this, back and read, man.
Yeah.
Carter absolutely lost the Shah. This did not to happen.
Yeah, look at all these different countries that we've pummeled and participated in regime change. And are we better off? I mean, look what's happening, what happened in Libya. I mean, the worst thing that was going on in Libya there was that, Gaddafi wanted to date, Condoleezza Rice. So, that was a big problem. So we get rid of him, and then Iraq, we allow that to get out of hand. And, this is our government, the CIA in operation, creating all kinds of havoc. And, of course, they're doing the same thing here. And you talk about surprises. And, here we are with an open border. We've got 162 countries represented in this mass migration. Illegal migration is coming to the United States, and God only knows how many terror cells are in existence here. And there is scuttlebutt here. Paul, you talk about surprises. The next surprise, I mean, keep in mind, the East and Iran, says, hey, look, it's Israel first and then America and Christianity. So, we need to believe them for what they say, and we need to maintain vigilance. And people need to really be on guard here. Go ahead.
And what do they say, right? Iran says death to America.
Yes.
And so to circle back to the beginning of our conversation here today, what's the threat of this? Escalation? Could it get wider? How so? Well, that's it right there. So if the Iranians get directly involved, and if there's anything on the lines of some sort of an exchange between Israel and Iran, like Iran proper, right, on Iranian territory, or Iran hitting Israel, that's when all hell breaks loose.
Yes.
And at that point, I mean, that's when this could really get ugly and catastrophic and, who knows, man, downright biblical, right?
Yeah. Well, and that's the thing.
That won't happen.
Well, and the deal is if it is biblical, then, hey, look it. For people of faith, we understand. You know, we're just accelerating to the final chapter of the book of Revelations. We understand that. And but this thing, you know, right now it seems like it is a secular deal. But I say, look, you're missing the spiritual element of this whole deal.
Oh, yeah.
You know, 50 years.
That's how we need to see it. Yep.
Exactly. 50 years after the Yom Kippur Wars, this is going on. The Lord of Heaven's armies, I believe, is going to come in a very strong and definitive way to let people know once again that there is only one Lord. And he is God. Thank you so much. Appreciate it, Paul.
This report is sponsored by After School Alliance. 1 million people are rallying for after school as part of the 24th annual Lights On After School, organized by the After School Alliance. The event shines a light on the many ways after school programs engage children and youth by making learning fun and providing educational and enriching activities. After school programs are especially important as students recover from the pandemic, but funding shortfalls have left nearly 25 million kids without the after school programs their parents want for them. Quality after school programs keep kids safe, inspire them to learn, and give parents peace of mind. Alliance Executive Director Jody Grant.
Every day, after-school programs across our country help students discover their talents, build their confidence, and foster their creativity through enrichment and academic supports. As we continue to recover from the pandemic, it's essential that many more students and families have access to these programs. This year, 8,000 Lights On after-school events will focus on the benefits after-school programs provide.
Visit www.afterschoolalliance.org to learn more about Lights On After School.
USA News Update. A manhunt continues for the chief of police's estranged son for shooting two police officers. John Drake Jr. is accused of shooting the officers Saturday afternoon while they were investigating a stolen vehicle outside a Dollar General. Police in Laverne, Tennessee say both officers are in stable condition after being shot. Laverne is about 20 miles southeast of Nashville. Authorities say the suspect is the estranged son of Nashville Police Department Chief John Drake. In a statement, Drake said he's deeply saddened that his son was involved and that his prayer are with the two officers. Israel's military is again telling Palestinian civilians to leave northern Gaza to avoid being in a war zone. During a briefing yesterday, the spokesperson for the IDF said, "You are risking your lives if you do not leave." Israel's military has said on many occasions it plans to wipe out Hamas for their murderous rampage into Israel. Lance Pry, USA News.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
America, Bill Martinez here. Great to have you with us, sharing a part of your day. For more info on the show, you can check it out, BillMartinezShow.com. 28 minutes before the top of the hour, Dr. John Zemerik is with us from the stream.org, the author and senior editor thereof. Hey, John, how you doing, buddy?
I'm doing well, Bill. Thanks. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing terrific. Like you, heart's still heavy for what happened and is going on in Israel. But before we get to that, I wanted to get this because when I first saw this, I thought of you immediately. I almost called you, but you're so doggone busy, and I figured, well, at some point, maybe we'll pick up on this. It was Stephen Moore who wrote this commentary about Pope Francis blaming America first. Did you see this?
I didn't, but I know for years I've been saying that Pope Francis has consciously allied with communist China against the United States and the West.
Yeah, I mean, it's even to the point that Steve Moore questions whether or not the Pope is Catholic.
Oh, I think the Pope is an atheist trying to destroy the church from within, from the top. I believe that for years. The fact is, there's no other explanation. Nobody could be nobody could be this misguided. If he were really trying to promote the interests and the beliefs of the Catholic Church, he would not surround himself with abortionists, globalists, population controllers, gay activists, and discredited clergy who have either committed or covered up for the sexual abuse of children.
Well, and you're right. I mean, as if that's not enough. And then here he is full blown into this, mentality of, the earth is collapsing and maybe nearing a breaking point because of climate change.
Let's remember, in that document, he defends communist China and attacks the United States.
Yes.
According to Breitbart, the Vatican receives $2 billion, with a B, dollars a year in subsidies from the Chinese Communist Party. And this dates back to the secret deal, I call it the new Hitler-Stalin pact, the secret deal brokered between the Vatican and China by Ted McCarrick, who was a cardinal and was since defrocked for being a child molester. Pope Francis knew about his shady history of sexually harassing male seminarians. Male seminarians, like, they would take the good-looking ones and hide them, because otherwise Bishop McCarrick would insist they sleep in his room. This is the man Pope Francis chose from retirement, from disgrace, and sent him to China to negotiate this secret deal. Another thing Pope Francis did, you're aware that according to Forbes magazine, the Chinese government steals organs from the living bodies of Uyghurs and Christians who are in prison camps.
Exactly.
Cuts their organs out and sells them on the global black market for more than $100 million a year. That's reported by Forbes magazine. That's fact. Pope Francis sent his right-hand man, Cardinal Marcello Sorondo, who is the highest official of the Vatican in charge of Catholic social teaching and science. He sent Bishop Sorondo to a conference of the Chinese Communist Party's organ thieves, the people in who organized the theft of livers and kidneys and hearts from political prisoners. Bishop Sorondo went to this conference, praised their work, defended them from the charges that they were organ thieves, and said that Pope Francis trusts communist China and wants to come visit it to show his support for it. Bishop Sorondo also said he did a whirlwind tour of China, but you know the way the Soviets used to take intellectuals around Russia and then come back and say how great communism was? Bishop Sorondo did the same thing, viewed all the Potemkin villages, came back and said 4 years ago, I think, that communist China did a better job of living out Catholic social teaching than the United States under Donald Trump. I'm not saying any of this out of misguided, blind American patriotism. Pope Francis has allied the Catholic Church with the Chinese Communist Party against the West. I don't think it's because he's misguided. I don't think it's because he's dumb. I don't think it's because he's a utopian idealist. I think it's because he is a lifelong atheist who was one of the men who were sent by the communist movement to infiltrate seminaries and be ordained to the priesthood and destroy the Catholic Church from within. As Bella Dodd testified back in the 1950s before the U.S. Congress, was one of the many conspiracies launched by the global communist movement and the Soviets.
Exactly. And let's go fast forward. Here we are today. And what is his stance on Hamas? That the Bible clearly says the meaning of Hamas is violence.
Well, Hamas wants to commit genocide against the Jewish people. Mm-hmm. And anyone who hates the Jews is on the side of the devil. Period. From Haman in the Book of Esther to Hitler in the 20th century to Hamas today, anyone who wants to wipe out the Jewish people is on the side of Satan. It's not surprising to me that Pope Francis will cozy up to Hamas. He cozies up to abortionists. Emma Bonino has personally committed thousands of abortions with her own hands and never repented. There are photos all over the internet of Pope Francis embracing her in public, unrepentant. Now, if Pope Francis embraced David Duke or Richard Spencer or some grand wizard of the Ku Klux Klan, nobody would look for nuances. Nobody would make excuses. They would be outraged and appalled, and rightly so. When Pope Francis embraces a woman whose hands are red with the blood of the unborn, when Pope Francis demands that Catholics around the world receive an untested mRNA therapy called the vaccine that was tainted by its origin in organs stolen from an unborn child who was
exactly
abortion, when Pope Francis says Catholics are obligated to receive this, he actually minted a Vatican coin of a child getting the dead baby vaccine. That's how far it went, to issue a papal medal celebrating the useless and dangerous vaccination of children with the dead baby vaccine. I don't know any other word to describe Pope Francis but evil, and I think he is, to all appearances, validly the Pope. And we as Catholics have to wrap our heads around the fact that Jesus' promises apparently do not include that the Pope won't be an atheist who is trying to destroy the Church from within. That's
exactly
not apparently what Christ meant.
Well, any more...
I don't know what he did mean. I'm leaving it to God, but it didn't mean that we couldn't have a monster like Pope Francis.
Right, exactly. Well, and the leadership, the lack of leadership, to your point, is quite rampant. I mean, here in America today, look what we're left with. And,
look what we're left with. We can't even get the Republicans in the House to agree to have a pro-life, pro-borders, conservative Republican speaker. We can't even do that because too many of them are managed opposition. They're like the Washington Generals whose job it was to go out every night and lose gracefully.
Just keep losing. Exactly.
And Jim Jordan and Matt Gaetz didn't want to keep losing. I don't know if you know this. Once in history, once, the Washington Generals got sick of it and actually beat the Globetrotters. Do you know what happened? There was a riot. The fans attacked them. They had to be escorted out by police. That was the 2016 election. The team that was supposed to lose graciously, the way John McCain lost to Obama and Romney lost to Obama, they're supposed to lose graciously, raise a bunch of money, and keep the rednecks quiet. That party went rogue and won the 2016 election. And what happened? The deep state criminalized it. Now they're trying to put Donald Trump and his supporters in prison. The great Sidney Powell was just forced to cop to a bunch of fake misdemeanors. They threatened her with life in prison for non-crimes investigating election fraud in Georgia. We are dealing with something like the communist government in Poland when it cracked down on Solidarity.
You know, and I'm glad you brought up Sidney Powell because she was a regular guest for many years on this show, John. And of course, when she got involved with Donald Trump and the administration, she wasn't as available. And it grieved me so to see her under attack. And you can see the merits and her reasoning for accepting this plea bargain. We've got to go to a quick break. We'll pick it up on the other side. More from Dr. John Zemarek after this. Stay with us.
As the Biden administration mulls banning menthol cigarettes, critics warn it would increase crime and empower cartels. Here's former Arizona law enforcement officer Joby Dickinson.
Our southern border faces serious problems, and a proposed ban on menthol cigarettes would make them worse. Cartels have smuggled illegal drugs like fentanyl for years. Adding menthol cigarettes to their list of products puts more money in their pockets. Stronger cartels make for a weaker America. Oppose the federal menthol ban.
Sponsored by the Border Security Alliance.
Here's a message just for the attorneys out there. So you passed the bar, joined a firm, or even built your own. Now are you finding out that you're doing more administration than actual law practice? Lexicon can help. Lexicon is a legal technology provider with over a decade of experience streamlining administrative tasks, like timekeeping, billing, and more, so you can focus on maximizing billable hours and increasing client satisfaction. Call 855-4-LEXICON or visit lexiconservices.com/go to learn more.
Some days I cover up because of my moderate to severe plaque psoriasis. Now I'm hitting the road with clearer skin thanks to Skyrizi, Risankizumab Riza, a prescription-only 150 milligram injection for adults who are candidates for systemic or phototherapy.
Nothing is everything.
With SkyRizzy, 3 out of 4 people achieved 90% clearer skin at 4 months. And SkyRizzy is just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
Don't use if allergic to SkyRizzy. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine.
Thanks to SkyRizzy, there's nothing on my skin, and that means everything. Your doctor today about SkyRizzy, the number one dermatologist prescribed biologic in psoriasis, and visit SkyRizzy.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZZY to learn more.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
As promised, we're back with you 14 minutes before the top of the hour. We're talking with Dr. John Zemarek. John is the author and senior editor at Stream.org. John, on the other side, we were just talking about Sidney Powell. The left just loved it. They were jumping up and down. They were just so gleeful that here was one of President Trump's attorneys. Boy, you know, she was going to turn on the president, and they have no idea what Sidney Powell is all about. I agree with you. She's probably one of the most honest people I've known.
She's going to tell the truth, and there's no there. There are no crimes. There is nothing that you could convict Trump and his team for doing. So Sidney will tell the truth, and it will not help the prosecution because she won't lie. Mm-hmm. So these tyrants who are trying to criminalize political opposition in the United States of America are going to be very disappointed that their plea deal got them nothing at all.
Exactly.
Because there is nothing, and she's not going to lie.
Mm-hmm. Well, and the thing is America, what, you got 71% of America still believes there was something fishy, and we're not going to have an earnest look-see into what happened. What Sidney Powell was trying to get down to is the elements of where the fraud, where the fraud was perpetrated. But, the judges, the left, the Democratic Party, did everything they could to interfere. And, at some point, you've got to cut your losses and say, look, I don't have a shot here, to be able, and I don't know when we'll be able to, have a fair hearing of what happened in the 2020 elections. I think it's totally unjust. Go ahead.
If you can't get the Republicans in Congress to keep their promise and release the footage that proves the January 6th defendants weren't violent and that they were being abused by the Capitol Police. We have footage, exculpatory evidence, that the Republicans in the House won't release it. So So there are nonviolent American patriots rotting in prison who should be free, but the Republican leadership is sitting on it. Why should someone like Sidney Powell go to prison when the leaders of the Republicans in the House won't even release exculpatory evidence? This
exactly.
is banana republic behavior. If Turkmenistan or Honduras were treating its political opposition the way the Biden regime is treating its political opposition, our human rights activists would be swarming all over the place issuing reports. But here, our elites, including elites in the Republican Party, are so sold out or scared that they are going along with it just the way so many Frenchmen went along with the Nazis in 1940 and became the Vichy collaborationist government. I call these people Vichy Republicans. They would sell their soul not for 30 pieces of silver, but for three. I tell people, don't bother selling your soul nowadays. It's a buyer's market. There's a glut. You will get pennies on the dollar.
Exactly. Well, and the thing is, you know, we're just having a conversation earlier with Liz Peek from Fox News. She's a Fox News contributor, Wall Street analyst, sharp gal. And we're just talking about the traditional mindset that that exists on the Beltway. You know, there you are. You're in an environment where 96% of the people voted Democrat. And you've got the bureaucracy so locked down that, you know, and it's very appropriate for you to use the metaphor and the comparison of the Washington Generals and the Republican Party, because they're just happy to stand outside the cocktail party looking through the window and just see the party going on, even though they're outside in the cold.
John McCain, Mitt Romney, Paul Ryan, these people are part of a uniparty. If you remember John McCain's funeral, the Democrats and Republicans got together to celebrate their legacy of bipartisanship. You had George W. Bush holding hands with Michelle Obama, practically smooching. That told us all we needed to know. They are one party. They are the official government party. They may be Marxists like Barack Obama, or greedy globalist dilettante idiots like George W. Bush, but they are united in protecting their little goat rodeo where the Globetrotters beat the generals every time, and they all make money out of it, and the only people who lose are Americans in border towns, and protesters from January 6th, and moms who go to PTA meetings to try to keep their kids from being taught gay porn, and Catholic pro-life activists. The only victims are Americans. The parasitical elites, the bipartisan parasitical elites, who are like vampires at the throat of America, they are working together. And the few good people like Jim Jordan and Matt Gaetz and Sidney Powell and Donald Trump and Kyle Rittenhouse and Jake Gardner and Ashley Babbitt, the patriots, are going to be victimized and persecuted by our elites, because our elites are ruthless, corrupt, and sold out completely.
Well, and this is why they were so threatened by Donald Trump. And it's interesting, John, if you listen to some of the commentary now, in light of what, almost 3 years of a disastrous Biden administration, it amazes me that they are somewhat surprised. But the truth of and the effectiveness of one Donald J. Trump's policies, by comparison, are such a glaring contrast that it's indefensible that they are even, you know, starting to say, well, maybe Donald Trump wasn't all that bad, but they didn't have the capacity because they were so ideologically fixed. And this is, as you say, these are Republicans from the Uniparty, and now some Democrats who somehow have kind of, you know, I don't know, they've had an epiphany or what, but they're starting to speak out against, you know, this miserable administration that we're suffering under.
Well, unfortunately, it looks like Robert Kennedy Jr. is going to run third party, and that may hurt Trump, because that will give people who just can't eat another bowl of crap a chance. They won't have to vote for Biden, who can't vote for Biden, because it's just too obvious that he's a senile, demented puppet of the deep state. That will give them someone to vote for besides Trump. And so between the votes that are harvested in inner cities, and the votes that are stolen, and the votes that are printed, and the votes of Antifa and groomers Isis fanatics, they may be, maybe RFK will make it possible for Biden to be wheeled back into the White House on a gurney, on life support, and the country to continue to be run by Barack Obama's appointees in the deep state.
Exactly.
As I've written at stream.org, Barack Obama was elected president for life, like some colonial dictator in some colony where the British left. They took down the Union Jack. We get one man, one vote, one time.
That's it. That's it. Well, we'll leave you with that thought for just a minute. But before we go, John, you also wrote about Canada set to start euthanizing people for being suicidal. What is going
on here?
Wow, that's crazy.
The left pretends that it cares about the vulnerable and the marginalized and the helpless. But in fact, since it doesn't believe in God, since it doesn't believe in human dignity, since it's willing to kill innocent babies, obviously they're going to be willing to euthanize the mentally ill because these people aren't productive. These people are not writing the next Hamilton. These people are not rioting at the Capitol on behalf of Hamas. These people are not creating fabulous art. So what? Because they don't believe in the sanctity of life, they're utilitarians like the Nazis, like the Soviets. And if you're not producing, they will put you out of your misery. Planned Parenthood was a eugenics organization from the beginning, and all it did was put on a little costume of humanitarianism. So now in Canada, they will euthanize you for being mentally ill. Now, if you're mentally ill enough to be suicidal by traditional common law, you can't consent to anything. You're considered legally
non-incompetent. Right.
Incompetent.
Exactly. Yeah.
What they're doing is they're using it as a pretext to kill people. That is, and this in a country that has the same Anglo heritage as us, that has the Magna Carta, that has all that same history. You know what they don't have? They don't have guns. They gave up their guns. And in a country that gives up its guns, everything else goes out the window.
Exactly.
Every other right vanishes. That's why my next book, Bill, is called No Second Amendment, No First. It comes out around Christmas. And in it, I show the profound connections between our gun rights and the Christian view of the human person, religious freedom, freedom of the press, all our political freedoms, all of which our elites want to take away. Remember what they did during COVID. They locked us in our homes. They closed our churches. They kept their casinos and abortion clinics and liquor stores open because those were essential. They called church gatherings super spreader events, and they actually mocked Herman Cain when he died of COVID after going to a Trump rally. But you could have George Floyd riots burning down cities, and those were not super spreader events.
Yes.
Those were okay.
They were mostly peaceful riots is what CNN described them as being,
weirdly,
right?
Weirdly, if you said the magic word George Floyd, you could not spread COVID. It was amazing. Why did we need the vaccine? We could have all just said George Floyd three times and clicked our heels together, and we wouldn't have caught COVID.
Yeah, we'd probably end up in Kansas by accident, but we wouldn't have COVID, so it's all good, you know. And the thing is, you know, regarding Justin Trudeau, the Prime Minister of Canada, I mean, he is the same one who lauded and praised the Communist Chinese and their form of government. So this shouldn't be any big surprise, right, because this follows the pattern.
We have to understand that if people don't believe that God created man, if they think we are just some fart in the bathtub of evolutionary mutation, then they'll be willing to do anything because they don't have any grounds for morality. Without the God of the Bible, the God of the Christians and the Jews, of Abraham and Isaac and Jesus, there is no ground for morality, and you end up mutilating children in pursuit of transgender fantasies, you end up aborting children up to the ninth month, and you end up murdering the mentally ill.
Without a doubt. He's the author and senior editor at stream.org, Dr. John Zemarek. Thank you, John. Godspeed, my friend.
Thank you.
Take care. You got it.
It's obvious the unthinkable is happening. With all the recent media distractions, most folks never saw it coming. But a few did. Their guts told them something very wrong was going on. And now the headlines are proving them right. The people in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. Folks are investing in emergency food storage, and you should too.
My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling three-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells biomass stoves, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, gravity-powered water filters, heirloom seeds, and survival gear that may come in handy soon. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
What?